Hi, Elaine. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for writing that piece. The timing is perfect. What with the season underway now, the Cubs are playing good ball again. It's very helpful information.
Yeah, they're winning, and the weather is good. So if anyone's heading out, there's certainly rooms available for them to stay nearby Wrigley Field so they can prolong the party.
Now, I sensed in your writing that you're from Chicago or have lived here in the past. Is that right?
I am. I'm not originally from Chicago, but I've been living here for, since the early 90s when I actually moved from Detroit to Wrigleyville.
Oh, I got it. So you live in Wrigleyville then? And
I did for a long time.
I see.
I'm no longer there. Nearby.
Got it. Well, I actually live two blocks from Wrigley Field, and I've spent a lot of time over at the Zachary and that whole strip, and then I've walked by. I've actually been in the wheelhouse, but I don't know that as well. Let's start with that one, maybe the less well-known of the two. Talk a little bit about the wheelhouse and your experience there, which is, about two blocks south of Wrigley on Clark, right?
Yes, just about. It's a really beautiful property. They did a really nice job. I describe it as a boutique hotel, as it's very small. It just has 21 rooms. It has that sort of vintage look that we in Chicago know as, you know, repurposed warehouse or apartment buildings of a certain age. But, you know, nice interior brick walls, things like that. And then they filled it with all kinds of really unique retro decoration. Like there's a old high school scoreboard in the lobby, and that's worth like just walking in and checking out. And then a whole sort of artistic arrangement of Louisville Slugger bats hanging from the ceilings. So it's very small. It's a little more intimate than the Zachary. It's not as equipped in terms of restaurants and bars, but it has really great design, and I describe it as something of more of an escape from the neighborhood.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that neighborhood could use some escapes. You write the land. This is fun, though. You said, let me just pick it up with, you were describing some of the decor, including the original metal folding chairs from Wrigley Field. Those are coveted in the hallways, and Baby Ruth bars in the mini bar. The lobby includes a candy store wall with classic selections, including Pez dispensers. That made me laugh. And you also talked about the Detroit styled pizza restaurant, which is that adjacent to or is that in the hotel?
It's really inside the same building. I think it has a separate street front entrance on Clark, but you can reach it from a foyer from the lobby of the hotel.
What's Detroit style pizza?
So Detroit style is square and fluffy, and I guess the sauce goes on top. I think it's ironic. I grew up in Detroit, and I just learned that we have our own style of pizza.
Well, like when I saw it, it looks deep dish like ours. It looks like ours has more stuff on it, but I did notice that they were cut into, they were baked in like rectangular shapes, right?
Right. Rectangle shape, which I guess was sort of like an automotive, some sort of an oil pan originally.
Oh.
And they're fluffier, like fluffier crust. Like ours is like really rich and deep with cheese.
Yeah.
And theirs is fluffier.
Got it. So that's just kind of fun. And then you also described in the dining section, you said they feature exposed brick walls, wood beams, televisions tuned to the Cubs downstairs. Tinker to Evers serves craft cocktails in a stone-walled room and is a nice alternative to the beer bars packed around Wrigley. See, I'm looking for places in that neighborhood that I know I can get a beer and a burger in Wrigleyville, but this maybe is a bit of a departure from that.
Yeah, it's a little more of a hideaway, and, you know, since you live in that neighborhood, you know there's sort of a lot of sameness there, so
yeah.
Tinker to Evers brings something different.
And then they got a rooftop, is that right?
They have a rooftop. It's not, I wouldn't call it like fully activated yet. The last I talked to them, there was no furniture up there yet. It was still pretty cold. But they promised to bring furniture, and then they're promising drink service up there later. And they're also promising, I think, a beer garden next door. So I guess they will have something that competes with the other beer bars.
So this is called the Wheelhouse. It's on Clark, a couple blocks south of Wrigley Field. I don't have the exact address in front of me here. Yes, I do. 3475 North Clark. It's in your article, wheelhousehotel.com. That starts at $230 a night. Now, the Zachary is the Ricketts property right across from Wrigley Field on Clark, a couple blocks further north. And let's talk about that. And by the way, I asked my producer, Elif, to just go online and see, because you said, rates start at the Zachary at $209 for a double occupancy. Elif, what did you find when you tried to book a room today?
So Friday night, the game isn't here in Chicago, and it's $464 a night.
$464.
That's what's left. And up.
Okay. And that's probably then a good view. That sounds
yeah.
high. 460. Well, that's
yeah,
what it
Wrigley,
is.
Yeah, Wrigley Field View, yeah.
Wrigley Field View. Now, did you find when the Cubs are in town what the rate is?
It's about the same.
About the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but maybe when they're on the road, if you don't get a good view, you could get it as low as 230.
I think maybe you can get 209 in February, you know?
maybe so. I think that's quite possible.
I suspect that, you know, throughout baseball season, the rates are higher than that.
Because $209 for a room near an attraction in Chicago for a night is not off the charts. That's not a bad rate.
And actually, I found one for $170 a night in January.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, and ironically, and of course, it's become popular. I think when I stayed there initially, it had just opened, and I paid $179 just, you know, walking in off the street. So, you know, people have found it. The word has gotten out. They've gotten, occupancy is higher, that sort of thing, and that's how it works in the hotel world.
Now, you had a nice time. You enjoyed your experience at the Wheelhouse down the road. What did you make of Hotel Zachary?
I thought Hotel Zachary was also great. It's I would characterize it as a little more social. It really has a lot of restaurants and bars and seems to be sort of there to attract people leaving the games or even coming before the games for a bite, and maybe afterwards a bite and some drinks, because there's a lot of different options. You know, there's the taco place, there's the the barbecue place, there's a couple of bars, there's a great cocktail place. So it seems to be designed with groups or larger families in mind than, say, the Wheelhouse, which seems a little more intimate.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great location if you want the energy and the vibe of Wrigley and Wrigleyville, because Smoke Daddy and the taco place, and then they've got this more upscale place.
Mordecai,
which a lot of people think is fantastic. I think they'll figure it out. I'm not sure they have yet. Dutch and Docks is the corner restaurant, and I've been there a few times and have had mixed experiences, but I'm willing to say right now they're just, you know, figuring out some of the kinks. I think they need to figure out the menu at some of those places, but you can't beat it for location, and it really is a fun area. A friend of mine, though, I'll tell you this, came in and hadn't been to the new Wrigleyville in a while, but now you've got these big buildings all around the ballpark, and he described it as a Disney-fied dystopian nightmare.
Wow. Okay.
So borrow that if you need it. But but you know, it is. It's not the neighborhood now. It's a kind of a slick, tourist-friendly location. That Hotel Zachary.
It's so funny. I was riding the bus through Wrigleyville yesterday, and I thought, this just reminds me of an amusement park themed Cubs-themed amusement park.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which
no, it's true. It's true. I even wrote in the story that, you know, when I was staying at the Wheelhouse, I was looking out the window at a place that used to be Laundryland when I lived there, and my laundry was still in there in the 90s. And I'm thinking, we're a long way from laundry being, there's not even laundromats in the neighborhood, let alone laundry theft. You know, it's really changed a lot.
One last thing, then. Your stay at the Zachary was good. You enjoyed it. That was a positive experience.
Yeah, it's a great. I think they're two very different, but both very nice hotels. The Zachary is a lot of fun.
It's nice to talk to you and read you. Well, what else are you doing these days, Elaine? We should put you on once in a while when you're reviewing stuff. Is this what you do?
It's what I do. I write primarily about travel. I do a lot of work for the New York Times, and I'm currently sitting here writing a story about hotel booking hacks. So if you ever need to know how to get a cheap hotel, that'll be upcoming.
Hotel booking hacks. We'll be in touch, and we'll put you on when that comes out, okay?
Sounds good. I'd love to come back.
Elaine Glusak writes for the New York Times.